now, on behalf of all the people of Kalamazoo, to all their sons and daughters who had a hand in winning victory, a proud salute and a welcome home. We hope in the days ahead we shall be worthy of your sacrifices.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dunbar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for just a moment or two, Sergeant Robert Berry, a wounded veteran in World War No. 2, who was badly wounded in Italy, will respond on behalf of the returned veterans to the address of welcome. Sergeant Berry.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow veterans, 1 year ago, just about this time, we did receive news which to most everyone had seemed so slow in coming. No one could be blamed for being impatient to hear the news that the war was over. Yes, the war was over. But to all of us, the veterans, and you who worked so hard to support that fight, we'll never forget this war. This war is over. Let's hope that we keep it over. Let's pray that we never again have to anxiously wait the news that the war is over. On behalf of all of the World War veterans in Kalamazoo County, I accept the very generous thanks shown here tonight. A thank you that only Kalamazoo knows how to give so warmly. In accepting, I know there is in the hearts of every veteran here a warmth of pride in the knowledge that they belong to such a homey place as Kalamazoo. Most of us who were overseas and in the service promised ourselves that when we did get back to the United States, to our hometowns and communities, we were going to do all of the pleasant things that every soldier dreamed about. And there were plenty of dreams. Every rest period brought relaxation only when your mind went back to your family, your wife, your girlfriend, or your folks, and the things that meant so very much to every man in the service. Yes, if you please, they wanted to come back and physically and mentally loaf for a short time, to drift slowly back into their old regular life, and to have a chance to put some of their dreams into reality. There was just one point that we servicemen overlooked in those dreams. Our country was not the same after a war. As the men dribbled back, they found business disrupted. Families were torn apart through petty misunderstandings. There was confusion on jobs and unnecessary shortages from poor management. political bickering, and to say the very least, the veteran was confused, and with a right. There was no chance to fulfill those dreams so surely made, but instead, it was up to him to readjust himself again, not just to the ordinary way of life, that way of life he had left before going into the Army, but to adjust himself past those dreams, past the life he had known in the community, and into a life where he was an important cog in the wheel of his community and his country. It was up to him to straighten out his own affairs, take on the responsibility of a family, or the disagreeable task of rearranging family ties that had been broken, and to talk about and then do something about conditions in the whole country. I think that in the year just past, most veterans have made that readjustment to a safe degree. I am sure that they all have a partial plan for themselves in the future of their community. And today, on the first anniversary of Victory Day, we too, as veterans, accept the challenge to help further a continued peace. Peace must come after victory, as our victory must come after war. But war came because we were unable to enforce the peace. Let's celebrate tonight. Let's celebrate victory tonight. And that completely. But tomorrow, turn all of our efforts, all of our thoughts toward a real and lasting peace, a peace that will never again allow us to celebrate another victory.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Barry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to take a moment before the show starts. Kalamazoo tonight, the only winner of the Congressional Medal in our city was Mr. Alfred Bolin, who fought in the Spanish-American War. Congressional Medal of Honor. Let's give him a hand.
Joe, that's all.